This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Thanks for being here. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470. And you can also head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our 860-plus five-star, four- and five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. You have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mikey Waz is the author. He's an author and he's an entrepreneur. He has some interesting entrepreneurial stories. His latest book is a children's book called When the World Stays Inside. And it's written for kids, but it's got some pretty interesting ideas in it. We'll talk to Mikey Waz at the bottom of the hour and get your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about the distinction between water and fat, the distinction between hydrophilic and lipophilic. This distinction is founded in electricity. There's a relationship between the distinction between of water and fat and pH. pH, the measurement of acidity, is only a function of water-soluble material because pH, or acidity, requires a dispersion of electrical energy that comes from water-soluble nutrients, water-soluble substances, we'll say, water-soluble nutrients that have pH issues or that are pH relevant are called electrolytes, magnesium, calcium, potassium, sodium, phosphate, bicarbonate. There's probably about six or seven different electrolytes. These electrolytes are extremely important for energy. If you are dealing with chronic diarrhea or chronic nausea and vomiting, one of the first things that happens after a long period of time, I don't want to say chronic, but if you've been extended period of nausea and vomiting, or extended period of diarrhea or extended period of vomiting, I'll say, you're very susceptible to electrolyte deficiencies. That's why they have Pedialyte. If you go to the hospital, they'll pump electrolytes into your blood. Electrolyte deficiencies are a hidden cause, a secret cause of a lot of health issues. Electrolyte deficiencies, deficiencies in potassium and sodium and calcium can affect how nerves fire. They can affect how cells work. Remember, they're about energy. They're about energizing. And we don't really notice electrolyte deficiencies unless they're super dramatic. So subclinical electrolyte deficiencies are probably a really hidden cause of problems. You can tell you have an electrolyte deficiency, by the way, or you're running under less than optimum electrolyte levels if you take in electrolytes and you notice a big jump in your health or in your energy, we'll say. That's what happens when people get on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They go, oh my God, I have so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you've amped up your electrical energy with electrolytes. The electrolytes don't get a lot of press, and the water-soluble nutrients don't get a lot of press. It's the fatty nutrients that get all the press because the fatty nutrients are trickier to work with. We don't really think much about electrolyte deficiencies. We don't really think about B vitamin deficiencies and vitamin C deficiencies, really. We tend to think about when we have health challenges, we tend to think along the lines of the fatty part of the body or fatty nutrients. And I'm not saying that's wrong necessarily. Classic example, these fatty nutrients that we're always focusing on, are the phytonutrients. Phytonutrients are a plant's immune system. And there's a really interesting cross-reaction between the molecules that defend the plant and the molecules that defend us. The molecules, the phytonutrients that defend us, technically speaking, they're medicinal, we'll say. I was going to say toxic. They could be toxic. I'm not sure if I would go so far as to say toxic. We'll say they're super stimulating. There's a fine line between toxicity and stimulation. I will say they're super stimulating. That's why they're active in such tiny, tiny amounts. Things like bioflavonoids and carotenes and phytosterols. And, you know, collectively we refer to them as phytonutrients. They're active in really, really small amounts. That's because of their high potency. And the way they're working is they're stimulating the body's adaptive stress response. They're activating the stress response. They call them adaptogenic, these molecules. These molecules that are adaptogenic have an ability to stimulate cells to adapt. Adaptogenic. They induce adaptation. So they help cells adjust. Things like genistein and diazidin come to mind. These are two phytonutrients that are found in soy that you can use for stimulating your body's estrogen system or quieting down the excess estrogen system for stabilizing the estrogen response, we'll say. Phytoestrogens, that's how they work. But phytoestrogens are not there for you. They're there for the plant. They're actually protection for the plant. A phytoestrogen is a way a plant protects itself. But when we take the phytoestrogen, it stabilizes our estrogen. That's why they'll tell people who have issues, estrogenic issues, to use phytoestrogens. It seems counterintuitive. Say, well, why would I want more estrogen in my body if I've already got an estrogen problem? Well, the phytoestrogens from nature, from plants, have an adaptation. They stimulate adaptation. They stimulate balance. So if you have too much estrogenic activity, they'll kind of calm it down. If you don't have enough, they'll turn it up. This is a really interesting phenomenon that adaptogens have. And herbal or plant nutrients that aren't part of the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, and there's thousands of these things, mostly they're flavonoids, but there's thousands of them, have interesting adaptogenic balancing properties where they can help a cell adjust to the environment. That's why they're so darn important. That's why eating vegetables and fruits are so important. There's way more phytonutrients in vegetables and fruits. You have to deal with the fructose, but nonetheless, fruits and vegetables have these phytonutrients that have the adaptogens that aren't part of the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. They're not part of the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. They're not considered essential. And the reason they're not considered essential is because when we were developing the concept of essentiality, we didn't really have detection mechanisms. We didn't really have super high-powered electron microscopes in the early 1900s when essentiality was being developed. Our essential vitamins, nutrients, really, the last one that was discovered to be essential, I think, was probably vitamin E in the 40s or 50s. There might have been, I think they just made inositol essential in the 70s or 80s. But it's most of the essential nutrients were determined, what was determined what was essential, was by the 1940s. They were pretty much all done. And we didn't really have these high-powered detection instruments that we have today. And it could very well be that if we did, we would consider these phytonutrients to be essential. They are that important for adaptive, for helping cells adjust. There's just no full-blown disease from, like, beta-carotene deficiency or zeaxanthine deficiency or fucoidin deficiency because there's no deficiency disease. They don't consider them essential. But they still are super, super important. And while they may not be essential just to survive, they are definitely essential to thrive.
And they're all fatty, by the way. And that's really the important point here, is that they're fatty and they're hard to access. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls in just a moment. We've got Mikey Waz coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's got a children's book called When the World Stays Inside. We'll talk to Mikey at the bottom of the hour and get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010 from New Scientist magazine. An insulin nasal spray could help with polycystic ovarian syndrome. PCOS is a very distressing health challenge that seems to be happening more and more. I noticed it in the 90s. This probably happened before then, but I started to notice it happening a lot in the 90s and just been continuing. Incidence has been continuing to rise since then. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is a syndrome, which means it's got multiple symptoms. Body hair, facial hair. It's a condition that occurs in women, polycystic ovarian syndrome. You have lots of cysts in the ovaries. And it manifests as oily skin, acne, body hair, facial hair, menstrual problems, weight problems, depression, reproductive PMS and other reproductive kinds of things. Fibroids, cysts. It's just a horrible syndrome. And it's caused by cysts, first of all, producing lots of male hormone. Now, cysts, ovarian cysts also produce a female hormone. So you get lots of female hormone, lots of male hormone combined. Not a good thing. Whether it's caused by or it's associated with, insulin is involved and blood sugar is involved. And the major strategy for dealing with PCOS is to consider yourself to be a diabetic and go on a diabetic friendly diet. Keto is great. Low carb, use high nutrients, trace nutrients, chromium, vanadium, zinc, etc. You know, treat yourself like a diabetic. And then because of the estrogen component, you want to work on the fat system whenever you have an estrogen problem. Okay, whenever there's an estrogen issue, fibroids, cysts, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, if you have the symptoms of estrogen dominance, you've got to focus on the fatty part of the body, especially using things like essential fatty acids and fatty nutrients, and staying away from problem foods and patching up the intestine. That's how you deal with the fatty part of the body. The digestive system, bile, liver, pancreas, probiotics, intestine fiber, EFAs, vitamin E. That's how you deal with estrogenic issues. And do not underestimate the power of progesterone. Progesterone topical. My progesterone serum, topical serum, will be out here hopefully in the next month or two. And you guys have written in for a freebie. I've collected everybody's names and we'll send you one. In any case, progesterone and fats for any fatty issue, estrogen issue, and with PCOS, in addition, focus on blood sugar. PCOS should be treated as a diabetic issue. And you know what? Here's the good news. The bad news is it's much more than cosmetic. It will kill you and cause cancer and all kinds of horrible things down the road. And there's also the cosmetic part of it. But the real problem with polycystic ovarian syndrome, the real issue with polycystic ovarian syndrome is it's a health issue that is affecting your biochemistry, your entire biochemistry. It's not just superficial, and don't consider it to be superficial. All right, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's say hello to Elaine. What's up, Elaine? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Yeah, I have a patient. When he walked in, he looked like Sam Elliott.
Okay. Wow. I kind of get a picture of that. Seems like in Alaska there'd be a lot of people like that.
Yeah, probably.
That's like an Alaskan look, that Sam Elliott look.
Something. Yeah, and Colorado. You know.
And Colorado. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Anyway, he is 70. He's in great shape. But 6 months ago, his younger brother died unexpectedly of a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
And it's like everything broke loose, and he's just been having one thing after another, UTI and high blood pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it just
my dad used to say, old age is a shipwreck. It's like everything starts to fall apart.
Right.
Yeah, and there's things we can do to slow it down, though. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. He had been on, I'm going to mess these up, amlodipine.
Amlodipine, yeah,
And then they wanted to put him on Eliquis, but then that was so expensive. So
what has he got going on? He's got more than UTI.
Yeah,
a heart issue?
So they're saying, yeah, he's got some AFib. So for the AFib, they put him on warfarin and metoprolol.
He's just being, they're making him into a drug cocktail. Look, any one of those drugs is horrible. But once you start multiplying that out, you're exponentially making the problems exponentially worse. It's like when you take two drugs, now you have two squared problems, not just two plus two. You have two times two.
Right.
And then two times two, you know, it grows exponentially. Everything squares.
Yeah.
So, no, it's incredibly complicated, complex. And why do that to the body? For the life of me, I don't want to get into it. It's just, it's amazing to me how healthcare professionals can do that to human beings, patients. It just blows me away. But they think they're helping. And so it's not like they're bad people. They think they're helping. But it's just ridiculous.
Right.
Now, the patient bears some responsibility here, too. So, you know, if you're going to take the drugs, take the drugs. That's crazy to be on all those drugs.
He doesn't want to be on them. You know,
there's
but
tons
he
could do. What are they treating, right. AFib? They're treating AFib?
Some AFib and some really mild hypertension.
Well, just have them get on your massage table. That'll make a huge difference.
Right.
Have a meditating, breathing, taking warm baths. But you know what? It's easy for me and you to say this on the radio, but this is not a message for everyone, Elaine. You know, we're in a mixed society. I heard somebody say this, and it really made sense to me a couple of weeks ago. We're in a mixed room a mixed class schoolroom. You know how they used to have schoolrooms with mixed levels?
Right.
That's how it is on Earth. So not everybody gets this. For the life of me, I can't figure out why people think it's okay to do this to themselves.
No.
To take multiple poisons, literally, I'm being literal, they're toxins into the body, intentionally to dumb down parts of your body, to literally ablate or poison parts of your body.
Right.
You know, an ablation is when a cardiac ablation is when they take care of arrhythmias with electricity, right? Well, essentially, he's getting a chemical ablation. You know, it's not permanent, like cauterizing the heart with electricity, but it's a short-term ablation as long as he takes the drugs. And now, look, if he doesn't want to change his life, he probably should take the drugs. But if he wants to change his life, lay off the sugar, lose weight, practice slow, deep breathing, get on an exercise program, a meditation or something to kind of calm the mind down, figure out how to calm the mind down. There's a million ways to Sunday to do this without drugs and doctors. But for some reason, not everybody's into it. I don't know.
Well,
tell me, why are some people not into hearing this?
He wants to get well. And that's the big thing that I've seen in patients is, do you want to get well?
Yes,
and
willingness. Willingness.
That gets kind of complicated.
Yes, you've got to be willing. There's a payoff.
Right.
We talked to this, I don't know if you heard us talk on Monday to this physician who came up with cognitive behavioral therapy, but he said, we talked about it, and he said there has to be a certain willingness, and if there's a payoff underneath, a subconscious payoff to not having that or to being sick, it's not going to work. Hey, I wish we could talk more, but we got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thanks, Elaine. And we'll be back on the Bright Side with Mikey Waz right after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Hurricane Laura making landfall near Cameron, Louisiana, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Those winds weakening a bit in the past hour, and parts of southeast Texas are thankful to have been missed by the worst of the storm. Jefferson County spokesperson Allison Getz says the Golden Triangle region around Beaumont was extremely lucky.
We're praying for the folks in Louisiana who have seemed to have sustained a significant damage during the storm. I don't know why, but it appears like we've dodged a bullet.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and seven people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is about to leave the Trump administration, saying she needs to spend more time on family matters. But last night, she spoke at the national convention and touted President Trump's record on hiring women to key roles in the administration. Conway telling the RNC that women's empowerment has never just been a slogan in her experience. Meanwhile, Conway did say everyday American heroes also have a champion in President Trump, as she cited teachers, small business owners, and veterans. Employers might soon have to decide whether to require their workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Public policy and legal experts have differing opinions. Some say companies concerned about liability, health, and safety issues are going to have to make vaccinations mandatory for their employees. Others say mandates could backfire in light of a recent Gallup poll that shows more than one in three Americans say they wouldn't get a coronavirus vaccination even if it was free and approved by the FDA. An increased fencing is back up around the White House. Crews putting another new fence up ahead of President Trump's Republican National Convention speech that's scheduled for this evening. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and I am very excited to have our guest on. Mikey Waz is the author of When the World Stays Inside, a children's book about, well, about lockdowns and about COVID and all the craziness that's going on today. Mikey, I sometimes wonder, what are kids thinking? Like how hard it must be for a two-year-old or a three-year-old when they see people running around with masks. Welcome to The Bright Side, by the way. What's your thoughts
on
that?
Thanks for having me, Ben. Well, I mean, I think, as I'm not even a parent, so I really didn't have a clue what kids were thinking, but all I really knew is what I was thinking, And that's, what am I going to do? What do we do with all of this time? You know, what do we do with these with things that we don't understand? And there's a lot, frankly, that we don't understand right now.
There's a lot we don't understand all the time, and learning to live with what you don't understand without freaking out is probably a wise strategy, something to shoot for, learning to deal with the mystery. And there's so much, as you say, mystery. So what is it that kids need to know about this, or what do you want kids to know about?
Well, I think the whole message of the book, you know, was about trying to help kids find some, if not answers, some way to look at this in a positive light. You know, I think that's what I was struggling with when I decided to write this, was just like, how do we move from this experience, this globally shared experience, something that's really never happened before in our time. And how would we move past it with any kind of positive message? I mean, there's a lot of tragedy that's happening, but I think that for a lot of us, we have to find a way to reconcile it and to come to terms with it. And I think that this book tries to deliver that message, that to use this time for you know, as an opportunity for personal growth, to connect with the people you really love, to kind of you know, to develop new skills, and really just to kind of take it for what it is to most of us. And that's a really unique opportunity to have a lot of time to spend with people very close to us.
Now, you say that, but what about somebody who doesn't have any money, doesn't know how they're going to pay the rent, they lost their job, they have no health insurance, there's somebody sick in the family, you know, all the horrible things that are associated with it. It's easy to say, well, now's the time to connect with the loved ones, your loved ones, but how do you deal with, like, real-life trauma that's associated with that, that's associated with a lockdown and a disease state that some people may even say is manufactured? How do you deal with, number one, the just sheer trauma of it, and number two, the rage and the ticked-off idea, you know, the anger?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the best thing you can do, I mean, with the children, I think the best thing that we can do is protect them from that trauma, you know, really shield them from that, because it's not the time or place for youth to be, you know, we're trying to protect the youth from the experiences that we're seeing around us, at least until they're old enough to kind of understand it and see where it's coming from. And this book is a way, I think, a method to shield them from that, to you know, for us to kind of take on that trauma ourselves and give our youth something more positive.
Can you use the book to, like, develop skills that will help you just in life in general, aside from this, what we're going through, or is it only focused, do you think, on the specific historical incident?
No, I mean, the book is dedicated to this incident because it's what inspired us to write it and create it. But it's actually more global. I mean, the whole notion of when the world stays inside, it can relate to hurricanes. It could relate to snow days if you're living in a place that deals with a lot of those. It could could relate to anything that brings families indoors. And sometimes those times inside, it just feels like it's a break from routine. It's a break from tradition, you know. And so it can be really kind of worrisome, and it can be, you know, you don't really fully understand it. And so I think for this book, it's really just taking those opportunities to say, okay, when the world stays inside, we can take time to do all of the things that we didn't have time to do before. And you know, this isn't a universal message. There's going to be people who are experiencing much more diverse, you know, troubles and worries, but I think for this, it's just about saying, all right, kids, you know, if we're spending the day inside, let's take this time to bake, let's take this time to clean, let's take this time to learn something. You know, it's not a catch-all book that's going to give everybody the tools they need to handle the trauma that's been created by this, but I think it's something more simpler than that.
Have you personally been impacted by any of this? I know you're out on the island in the east coast of Canada, right? Prince Edward Island.
Yeah.
Are you feeling it out there the same way we're feeling like in a big city or something?
I can't really speak to everybody, but I know that when we wrote this book back in March, everything went on lockdown, and everybody was told to stay home, and everybody in our community, they listened to the objectives of the of the province, and so everybody did stay inside. Now, things have opened up for us a great deal because of our reactions. You know, we don't have very many restrictions here because we don't have any active cases in our province. We don't have any, like, it's completely controlled, and so we're not dealing with the same restrictions now. But back in March, I will say that, like, I was dealing with a great deal of anxiety and worry, and I'm not a person who typically wrestles with those emotions, but when you see this, when you see the news, and when you see it plastered all over everything that you're scrolling through, I mean, everybody, I think, shared that experience of not knowing how bad this would be, not knowing how bad it already was, and everybody was looking for questions, and nobody really had the answers. And so then this is when it occurred to me that, you know, we're all wrestling with this, not just here in Canada, not just there in the U.S., but actually all around the world, there's communities who have been impacted by this, and some different than others, but everybody's wrestling with that same fear and those same anxieties, I believe, to some degree.
It's almost like it's promoted. It's almost like it's encouraged for some reason. On the news, they'll literally say, be afraid. Or be scared. They'll tell you those words. Be afraid. Be scared. They're not even hinting it. It's not even subtle. And it's like your book is an inoculation. And I think it's important to be inoculated against a lot of that stuff by reading good books and by thinking philosophically and by focusing on spirituality and, like you say, on good things. But that's easier said than done, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, but I think we all have our own process to get to that spot, to arrive at that place where we can kind of come to terms with things. I mean, for me, I, you know, it was a real journey. And it went from being really afraid and really concerned. And as a person, I wrestle with asthma and different lung issues. And so, you know, the way that it was being portrayed was a very concerning thing for me. Like, I actually feared for my life, you know. But then I had to come to terms with the fact that, you know, there's nothing I can do about it except for follow the objectives that were set out for me. Try to help other people come to the same place of just understanding the I don't know what the answer is in terms of, you know, how afraid should people be? How much should we use that fear to coax them into following guidelines? Like, I do believe that if everybody has a reasonable amount of fear and follows objectives to a reasonable degree, we can prevent this from going getting overblown. But
do you think that's true
in
life?
Some areas it already is.
Do you think that's? Oh, I was going to ask you if you think that's true in life in general, as a general life.
Oh, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. I think everybody has a different degree to which they can just let go.
Hang on to that thought real quick. We're going to take a commercial break. Mikey Waz, the book is When the World Stays Inside. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of Mikey on The Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Mikey Waz. His book is When the World Stays Inside. Mikey, before we went to break, we're broaching this topic of fear, which is kind of interesting, I think. How much of what we're dealing with do you think is existential fear? Not just fear about the specific event, but fear, just the built-in fear of being alive.
Well, I think, personally, I think that this is very much related to this one event. I mean, I don't know how I could tie this to any kind of overarching fear, existential fear, because I don't myself wrestle with that fear. This was the first time in my life that I ever found myself fearing for my life, and it was largely because I just didn't know how bad it was. So, I don't know if I'm qualified to make that connection.
Mm. Do you think if we didn't have a basic underlying fear, just being scared of things, that this would affect us as much? Just what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know, because there's some things that I believe that, we do have a general fear. But everybody has a general fear. We also have a general happiness. We also have, there's a lot mm-hmm. of just basic human emotions that try to balance each other out. And, at times, if there's financial stresses or a death in the family, or we deal with those in greater degrees, and things can trigger those experiences. And I think that this global event is triggering that experience for a lot of people. So I think we all live with a certain underlying fear, but it's triggered by certain occasions, and this is certainly one.
Yeah, we don't get triggered like. It's easy to feel, much easier to feel fear than it is to feel happy. Like, you have to write a book to tell people to feel happy. You don't have to write a book to tell them to feel scared. You got to write them a book to tell them to feel happy. You know what I'm saying? It's more fundamental, it seems like.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that, for sure. But I think that happiness is also pretty easy to find for some people. It's easier for some people than others,
Yeah.
But I think that our fears are more easily manipulated by media and by things like mm-hmm. that. I think that it's an easier trigger to generate clicks. So
yeah. it's It's simpler. It's simpler. It requires less sophistication to tap into that fear thing, that fear mode. It's easier to tap into people's fear because they're their predisposition.
I think that people are often tapped into their happiness too. You know, like you hear of good news stories all the time, and those good news stories are because people also like to have their happiness triggered just as well. You know, and I see the complicated nature of tapping into human emotions with, you know, something so big happening, because nobody truly knows, and the information isn't at our fingertips, and so it's an easy thing to tap into that fear.
Did the book help you deal with your fear? Did writing a 100%. Book like that? Yeah?
100%. I think that, you know, realizing that my role in this, you know, beyond just following orders and beyond just doing what I'm supposed to do to keep people safe, I think there was a sense of my purpose, you know, and fulfilling this purpose of giving kids some sort of hope, something to look back on this experience with a little bit of positivity. That gave me a sense of, okay, I can actually actively take a role in this event. You know, it's more than just, because it's really easy to feel both hopeless and helpless, you know, like you can't do anything in this, and it's just happening around you whether you like it or not. But truthfully, I think we all have the ability to help other people who are wrestling with this worse than we are.
Go ahead.
No, I just think that everybody is dealing with this in different degrees of seriousness, and some people's fears are triggered much worse than others. And so I think that if you have people in your family or people like your loved ones out there that seem really, really triggered by this, I think and you feel a sense of contentment and you feel you're doing okay with it, you have the power to actively reach out and ask them how they're doing. And this is my way of just like reaching out to children and to families around the world and saying, how are you doing? You know, like, look at this. I hope we all can look back on this not think about all of the fear and anxiety it causes, but rather what opportunity it created for us to spend time with our children, spend time with our parents, and that kind of thing.
Like, when you look back on this 20 years from now, you want to say, you know what, I dealt with that in a really constructive way. It made me a better person. I somehow handled it or coped with it in a constructive fashion. You want to be able to say that.
Precisely. And you know, I think that, I mean, I don't want to minimize the tragedy that some people are experiencing. A lot of people are experiencing. You know, this isn't just a universal message that's going to apply to everybody. You know, but what it did, it helped me put it on paper. It's going to help some kids remember this is the time that they stayed home from school and played video games and made crafts with their parents. Everybody's going to have a different lens that they remember this with. And my hope is that for the people who haven't been stricken with tragedy, that they can, that they'll look back at this not as the time that they spent months indoors worrying about life, but rather the months that they spent inside, just, you know, surrounded by people who love and care about them.
You know, you touched on this a moment ago, but I want you to elaborate a little bit. You said like this is service, kind of like giving back in a way. Talk about the therapeutic value of that.
Oh, well, I mean, anybody who's ever helped somebody out knows the therapeutic value of it. I mean, it's there's something about being, you know, making yourself available to help other people. It's something that's really kind of hard to elaborate on because it's so deeply personal. But it was one thing that helped me move forward. And any time that I'm feeling, one of the things I wrestle with is you see a community that's so divided. And I try not to think on a macro level because it can get really, really overbearing and just kind of intimidating. But when you think about it in your own community and you see groups that you care about, both groups, that have such differences that they can't see past it, and that breaks my heart. And so my own purpose on a micro level has been trying to connect with people from both sides of that spectrum and just showing them empathy, showing them love, and trying to kind of hear them. And I think that brings me a lot of joy in just like having the ability to see past our differences and hear both sides of the argument.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting that you're appealing to children because children don't really have that issue of, like, you know, red team, blue team, Democrat, Republican, you know, and Trump and Biden and all the divisions that we have in the world. That doesn't affect children until they reach a certain age, right? It's kind of interesting.
No, and hopefully it doesn't affect anybody anytime. Like the amount, I want to say. Our culture, not our country, because we're in different countries, but this affects people all over. The amount that our culture just tends to politicize things and divide it is just I think it's unnatural, and I don't really understand the human desire to do that. But what I do understand is how that it happens, and it happens because everybody has the best of intentions and sees the other side as having the worst of intentions. And I think what we have to do, and I think what kids are able to see, is that everybody has the best of intentions. Whether they see things differently, intentions are generally good. Even, I mean, not to say that everybody does. There are some people out there who don't have good intentions, but I think more people than don't have it. And so kids, they see the world through this optimistic lens, and I think that we have to encourage that ability to see things with a bit more innocence and not so much, you know, cynicism.
Well, in the Bible, right, you have to be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, what's that about? Obviously, there's a certain kind of, there's a certain wisdom that's inherent in being a kid that you lose, although it's fundamental, it's basic. It's not like, it's not a sophisticated kind of wisdom. It's a sort of just a living a good life wisdom, especially when they're really, really young. Watching babies and two-year-olds and three-year-olds until they reach a certain age, it's just very inspiring to watch. We could all learn from that. Thank you so much, Mikey. That was really cool. The book is When the World Stays Inside, available everywhere, Mikey?
Yes, Amazon.com is the easiest place to get it.
And what's your website?
WhenTheWorldStaysInside.com.
Thank you, Mikey. Thanks for being on the Bright Side. That was
Thank you so much for inviting me, Ben.
Take care. Have a great day. Good luck. When the World Stays Inside, Mikey Waz. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.